with Barrett, aka BB Shay, Matt, and this is episode number 4 of Big Foodies. Who would have thought we'd be here, boys?
Not me.
Nobody did.
I gave us 2 episodes. Yeah. We doubled that.
Because we filmed them at the same time.
Shh. Don't ruin the magic.
The production value is enormous.
So far, the production value is we've spent roughly $45 of our own money.
Yeah. That doesn't count data charges either.
That's right. Again, thank you, though. Seriously, every week it's growing. So more and more people tuning in. And all I can say is thank you, guys. Thank you for sharing the videos, for watching the videos, for telling your friends to watch these 3 big guys eat something or argue about sauces, which is actually what we're doing today. So episode 4 is, once again, a sauce episode. Yeah. And that's because of what happened when we ranked the Chick-fil-A sauces. Mm-hmm. I got a ton of feedback from people.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Saying, you're right, you're wrong, you know, I can't believe you don't like this. I'd say it was definitely one of the most commented ones we've had.
I think the best part for me was getting the text messages from people trying sauces they'd never had before, or trying the Chick-fil-A sauce on the biscuit.
Yes.
That was a really good response.
And we're sorry you didn't try the honey barbecue?
Honey barbecue, I believe.
Roasted something.
Matt asked for them all, and they didn't give them all, apparently, so sorry about
and,
that.
And I'm going to be honest here. You know what sandwich that comes with, boys? The grilled chicken. The one we probably don't really get.
They sell that?
That's the healthiest sandwich in Chick-fil-A is the grilled chicken.
I want
to
bread
it. Which is what that sauce comes with. So that's probably why we didn't know to get it. Anyways, today we are doing, well, America's, another of America's favorites.
Yep.
One that I know I grew up with. I know these sauces probably better than any other sauce because I've been eating it since I was a child.
Yep.
And that's McDonald's.
Yep. Best fast food restaurant in the world. No cap.
Man, that's a statement.
Sorry, right there. Yes. I just had to put that out
there. You had to put it out there.
You feel how you feel, man. Yeah.
Well, I think, much like before, we've lined the sauces up already. We're going to use fries as the delivery device. Some people said, why not nuggets? But I think the fry offers just kind of a plain taste to go best with the sauce. So what we have done now is flip the McDonald's sauces over. And if we forgot a sauce or something, please let us know your favorite sauce. Tell us one we forgot. We asked for all of them. I know we could not get the Szechuan sauce, which is what everybody talks about. And I personally, I've never even gotten to have it.
I haven't either. I've never heard of this thing either.
It comes around very so. I mean, it's like a truly limited release.
Yeah.
So, but we've gotten all the other sauces or what we think is all of them. So I guess I'll start. I'm going to make the first pool here.
Cool.
And again, it's very important that we're using the fries because these sauces, we want to judge them for their flavor, not how they taste on a nugget or how they taste on a sandwich or how they taste on a burger. It's the integrity of the sauce itself.
All right. Well, right out of the gate, a strong one, sweet and sour sauce.
Big fan.
Right. Big
fan. Big fan of sweet and sour sauce.
I'm with you. This was a... not one I came to it later.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my first sauce early on, but I'm with you. One of the strong suits.
It's like applesauce.
It looks a little bit like a caramel sauce.
It's not the most appealing color.
Yeah.
Just staring at it. But the flavor.
That's what it's about.
These fries are very stale, by the way.
Yes. Well,
we want the flavor of the sauce to shine.
Barrett, we just covered the production.
Sorry. Right. Okay.
Mm.
I love it. It ranks high for me.
That's very good.
Same. Because you get... It's sweet, but not overly sweet.
Yeah.
It's the sour, but not overly sour. I think it's a very... And it does a good job holding onto the fry.
Yeah.
Like, it's not dripping off whenever you dip the fry.
Same with when...
It's still going to be there. It's not dripping off.
Yeah.
It's holding onto the fry.
Now, the McNugget was the first nugget I had. I mean, that was... When I was a kid, it was Happy Meals with McNuggets, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never got to choose my sauce. My mother never let me. We'll get to the sauce I had growing up. And that's all I never knew there were others till I was older.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think right now,
Number one.
Immediate.
There we go. All right, I'll pick the next one. Number one, the sweet and sour. Let's go with The ranch. I can already tell you one person down here that's going to hate this.
Right here. Yeah. I was surprised that people agreed with
that. Back on that.
I feel like you might have started a trend because people were like, Barrett's right. I hate
ranch. You know, maybe people were always afraid to admit they hated ranch.
Well, look, in the South, I mean, the joke is you put ranch on everything.
I can't understand it. That's disgusting. It looks disgusting to me.
It's so good.
White. It's got spots in it. Ugh.
Something that I don't have an issue with the McDonald's sauces, these lids open nicely.
Nicely.
Oh, yeah. They got a little flap on them.
Yeah. It is the smoothest opening lid I think there is as far as peeling it back.
Now, hold on to the fry.
I'm going to be honest, it's not my favorite ranch out there.
No. It's not too earthy and herby.
No, to me, it's a safe ranch for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just tastes bad to me. It's not good at all. Disgusting, yeah.
What I'll say is, and we've talked about this before with our ranches, I like a thinner ranch.
Yeah.
Like a runnier ranch.
A thicker ranch.
And when you look at this ranch, nothing is dripping off of the ranch, and that's a problem.
It just, to me, again, it's just there's nothing special about it. It's just ranch, which honestly is probably exactly what McDonald's is going for.
Just ranch.
It's ranch for a kid.
It's ranch for ranch's sake.
Yeah.
So we're going to put that below sweet and sour.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely not below sweet and sour.
Okay.
Hey, barbecue, tangy barbecue.
That's important to me.
I would also like to give a shout out to my boy Ryan for driving me drunk to McDonald's and getting me all of these sauces. Thank you for spending that 35 cents on me, bro. Appreciate you. Tangy barbecue.
You have a friend that just drives you around when you're drunk?
Yeah, yeah. He's a good.
Are you sure that wasn't just your Uber?
I need sauce.
Wait. No, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I need the sauce.
I was like, dude, give me all the sauces. And I told the lady, I'm like, you're really going to ring that 35 cents up? Come on, bro.
No, she did.
She did, yeah.
Of course she did.
All right, so tangy barbecue.
That's important. Yes. Because that's how it's advertised.
You got to pay attention to the
better be tangy. Better be tangy.
All right.
Now, I don't remember if it was tangy when I was a kid, but this was the only sauce I knew.
Really?
For the longest time. Probably till I was about 10. Because my mom would pull up, she'd say, give me one Chicken McNugget Happy Meal, barbecue sauce. I didn't know there were other options. Mm.
You know, it's not bad. I wish it was just called barbecue and not tangy barbecue.
Not a lot of tang.
It doesn't tang.
No, there's no tang, but I'm going to tell you this. To this day, as an adult, it's my favorite barbecue sauce for at least fast food.
Huh.
Maybe it's because it reminds me of my childhood, but it is, of the fast food barbecue sauces, it's my favorite.
So,
what are we thinking?
Definitely above ranch.
Definitely above ranch.
Yeah, I'd put it below sweet and sour.
I would agree with that.
But it's still delicious.
Cool. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Right.
So there we go.
Am I up?
You're up. Your Honor.
Okay. Now this was recommended to us by a friend.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was I thought this was something you would put on like a biscuit.
And I don't really know how this is going to handle on a fry, but it is simply, which she swore by with Chicken McNuggets is delicious, a pack of pure honey.
Honey.
Straight up honey.
Just honey. So.
And I think that's why you're looking at it and you're seeing the fact that it's a slimmer packet.
Yeah.
Because I think it's meant to maybe just dump onto like a biscuit or something.
I'm sure it's meant for biscuits.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anybody dipping a McNugget in pure honey.
And so far, you would think honey more sticky. It's the only sauce so far that is dripping.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right, let's see.
Good catch.
We have fries. You heathen.
Dipping fingers now.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That is very runny.
We do call ourselves foodies.
All right, let's see.
Runny.
It's honey. I mean, it truly is just pure honey. I feel like we might not be able to judge this one as much because it is with a fry. It's good. It's honey.
That's like chlorine.
You think so?
I just taste honey.
I just taste honey.
I know it's something you're going to be like, right. But I'm not a big honey fan. Yeah. So.
I don't know, like, what is something that I would eat honey on.
People eat it with, like, biscuits.
I've seen people put it on a biscuit. Yeah. To me, you can't put it on the outside of anything because it just gets sticky.
No.
It has to be on the inside with something. Maybe it's different with the McNugget. As far as honey goes, it's a good honey. It
tastes like honey. Yeah. I would still put it above the ranch.
If you asked me what I would rather dip these fries in, I'm going to say honey over ranch. I don't think it beats out the barbecue.
No.
Or the sweet and sour.
You know what's crazy? It's like, after all that crap I got for not liking ranch, like, ranch has continuously been the worst, though, so far.
I think they have a, what I call, I just think their ranch is a safe ranch.
It's a safe ranch.
And it's because, look, my nieces are not even 2 years old, and they already know. They don't know how, they don't say ranch. But they know if my sister puts something on the plate for them to dip something in, it's they eat it. So I think that their ranch is just that. It's just kid-friendly.
Kid-friendly ranch. All right. Let's see what we got here. Spicy buffalo. All
right.
Spicy.
Contains milk. Now, I think just saying buffalo in itself insinuates that it's spicy. So when I see spicy buffalo, I think to myself, it's going to be...
It better be spicy.
Even hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'd say that the term buffalo is thrown around so much now that I don't... I'm with you. I used to think if it said buffalo, like buffalo wing, oh, it's going to be spicy.
Yeah.
No, now buffalo is just so commonly used. You almost have to ask.
As far as smell goes, because I think buffalo is one of those sauces that has a really good smell to it.
Yeah.
As far as smell goes, it smells good.
I can smell it. Actually, I can smell it, yeah.
It smells hot. Which that's what you want for your buffalo because you want it to be that spice. I'm not dripping off.
I get a little kick, not heavy. I don't know if I'd call it spicy.
Yeah. Warmer buffalo sauce.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a plain, just run-of-the-mill buffalo.
I think it's got more kick than previous buffalo sauces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would personally rank that, obviously, I'd still rank it below the barbecue for me. The barbecue is just, to me, those top two. The buffalo, I don't know about you guys, the buffalo, it's good, but it wouldn't be my go-to for a McNugget.
No. I wouldn't mind having, if I got a 10-piece, let's be real, if I got a 20-piece, I would eat maybe 3 or 4 in that, but I don't want all 20 in
that.
I wouldn't enjoy that.
No, I'm with you.
I would probably go below the honey.
Really?
Wow. For me, because of that reason. I could get any one of these, not the ranch. I could get the sweet and sour, the tangy barbecue, or the honey, and use only that sauce, but I don't know that I would use only the spicy buffalo. It's a nice change of pace.
Yeah.
And I wonder how it would be to dip the ranch and the spicy buffalo on the same fry.
Yeah, I mean, that's your classic combo there. I bet, I don't know.
It's our podcast, we can do what we want.
Yeah, do it. Why not?
I'm going to try
it. Mix it up. You do it. Be brave.
I'm going to go one end here, one end here.
Oh, jeez. I like saying that.
It doesn't help the ranch.
No, okay. Well, it was a valiant effort.
Yeah, I'm trying. So I'm okay ranking it there, but for a personal ranking, I would still have the honey above it. But I'm okay putting
Bear, you be the decider, because I said above the honey.
I would much rather get the buffalo before the honey as well.
Okay.
So. Well, that's what matters.
We'll go three.
It's consensus.
We'll go three.
It's consensus.
All right, you're up.
All right, you're up, man.
This one. Hot mustard.
One that I forget about it, but I like it.
I didn't even know they had this.
I had never heard of this, but Jared and Katie got this one morning, because we used to send interns to McDonald's.
And they would...
And, of course, we've already been there for hours, so we're not wanting breakfast. So they would go and they would get McNuggets. And we would always get the hot mustard. And I'm like, that doesn't sound good to me. Because mustard alone is not a good condiment, in my opinion.
You mean just straight up yellow mustard?
Just straight up yellow mustard.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Like, I don't want... If I'm eating a burger, I can't say, all right, give me a burger and mustard. No. Hot dog mustard. No, I want chili or ketchup or mayo or something else on it. So just mustard, and I'm like, hot mustard? No. But.
I like it.
That's a really
when
good
you
sauce.
Have it, it's surprisingly good.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, see, I'm like you. I have yellow mustard. I'm a mustard fan. But I'd much rather have a deli mustard, a brown mustard on something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you guys. This goes great with a McNugget.
Yeah.
Nugget to me. But you know when you order Chinese food and you put the mustard, the spicy mustard? Mm.
Yeah.
I'd love to put it on egg rolls. That's the only way.
That would be really good.
Yeah, and to me...
It's pretty good on a fry.
Yeah. I love that. I think it's something
good.
But it's funny, I do forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I pull up and I'm like, oh, I should have got the hot mustard with these.
Well, because I don't think there's any other fast food place that you go and offers a hot mustard.
No.
Because I think that, you know, you automatically have like three or four sauces in your head. Mm-hmm. So it's either barbecue, honey mustard, or buffalo. So you're like, ah, I want honey mustard. It's such a, you know, normal sauce. So people, yeah, that's a good sauce.
Don't sleep on the hot mustard.
That's really good.
I think do you put it, now I put it above barbecue. I don't know if I'd put it above sweet and sour.
I would put that at one.
Really?
I would get that above sweet and sour, yeah.
I'd put that as my two. All right, Matt, you're the new cider on this one.
Number one.
Okay.
Number one.
I think we got to move it to number one.
That took
hot mustard moving to number one.
You really took some time.
I was looking for an excuse to get another fry.
That tension was building.
All right. The last container we have.
Yeah.
Is their honey mustard.
Yep.
Okay.
I ended up with back-to-back mustards. I can tell you firsthand that after having the hot mustard, I don't think this is going to compare at all. I know
it's... It was at random.
It is. Yes, it is at random. And it's good, I'm sure. Definitely good coloring. I love the color of a honey
mustard. That's a good-looking honey mustard.
And it's good, but I think I know personally I still like the hot mustard more.
Because it doesn't look like they're using a yellow mustard. It looks like they're using a Grey Poupon-esque mustard. For this.
I'm going to say this. It's one of the strongest honey mustards to me out there.
Let's see how.
As far as flavor goes.
It's really sweet.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mmm.
This is a Cinnamon Toast Crunch to me.
It's a lot of honey. It's more honey than mustard.
There is a cinnamon quality.
Yeah, I think it's cinnamon.
So
I still don't like it as much as the hot mustard, but...
Major props, because all of these McDonald's...
Come on.
All of these McDonald's sauces have done a great job holding on to the fry.
Yeah.
None of them have dripped off, really, except for the honey, because that's just odd. But they've all done a really good job holding on to the surface, which I like.
I would put that below sweet and sour, but above barbecue.
I agree with that. It's not equal to the hot mustard or the sweet and sour, but I think it's better than barbecue.
I don't think it's as good as the barbecue, but okay.
Alright.
I got you.
Votes rule here.
Yeah. Majority rules.
Now, Barrett, you did get us all these sauces, and when you were drinking, you said every sauce you got.
Every
sauce you got. That included, which we'll just flip both of these.
Yeah.
Squirt pack.
The hot picante and the mild picante.
Yes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I guess those are good on the breakfast burritos. I guess that's what those are meant for.
That's what they're meant for.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the McDonald's breakfast burrito, one of my favorite things. Favorite things, period. I got in trouble one time because I was 16 and I wanted to go get a couple breakfast burritos, but I didn't want to tell my parents. So I went to get them. I think I was going to the store or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just driving along, eating my breakfast burritos in my car. And I got a flat tire and had to call my dad.
Ugh.
Well, I was like off in a random neighborhood. So my dad thinks I'm out buying pot. Like, yeah. He pulls up. He's like, what are you doing? What are you hiding? Why are you in this neighborhood? And I'm like, is he buying drugs? And I'm like, I'm buying burritos, Dad.
It's burritos, Dad.
I'm a fat kid, Dad.
I'm so sorry. I failed you.
And that's a true story.
It's not drugs. Yeah.
And I honestly think he was more disappointed when I pulled out the McDonald's bag than if I had been like, yeah, I'm getting high.
There's no drugs.
And he's like, you really lied to me this morning to go get McDonald's breakfast burritos. I did, Dad. So I'm quite familiar with the picante packets.
What were you squirting there?
All right. One, can you stop saying squirt?
Sorry.
That's too many times.
What do you call it?
Is this the mild picante?
This is the mild.
That's the mild picante.
It's a thicker sauce in there.
You gotta open her all the way.
That's what you said.
Okay.
All right.
It's mild. This is hot.
There's one of the three peppers is colored in, so I'm guessing the hot. All three peppers are colored in.
Yeah.
So there's no medium picante?
No, I guess not. But you can tell a color difference, actually.
Yeah.
Now we're down to the ends of the fries, boys.
That's all right.
I'm gonna go hot here first. I have had this. I do enjoy the picante.
It's not hot.
I like the flavor.
Why are you calling it hot picante? It's not hot.
You know what I think about hot stuff now as Americans? We've dumbed down the hot sauce because it's too hot for some people.
Yeah.
So now, like what is mild to me is now hot to somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's spicy.
You
like,
see
that's not
these,
spicy.
Like, spicy wings, and it's like, oh my gosh, this wing's cold. They're going to set your mouth on fire.
No,
and it's like,
yeah.
It's like eating a quarter of a jalapeno.
Yeah.
It's not hot at all.
But I think that's why. I think that we have forced that upon the restaurants, because the hot was like, oh, my daughter's crying. Man, so what? Boo-hoo.
So,
yeah.
I don't think there's a flavor difference in the mild and the hot.
I taste a little more in the hot.
Yeah, I noticed a better flavor in the hot as well.
I think the hottest sauce here might be the spicy buffalo.
I think so, too.
I agree.
And then the hot mustard over either of these.
Now, I'll tell you this. I would still rank it above the ranch.
I mean, if you ask me, I'm trying to see if there's no... I taste the
Nothing's
same sauce.
Gonna, yeah, I don't I think anything's going to pop out on you. I like, again, if you get the breakfast burritos... I think it pairs well with that.
Yeah.
I would not get it with McNuggets. I do appreciate you getting it nonetheless when you ask for every sauce.
Yeah. They were looking out for me.
I like how whoever it was that was doing it was like, they're definitely going to want to
yeah.
I said, every sauce you got, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I think the flavoring's good. I'd like to dip like a tortilla chip or something
yeah.
in it.
Oh, yeah.
But, and I think it might be good on a nugget.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... The mild is the same as the hot, so I think the hot is garbage.
I would still rank it above
the
ranch.
So, out of these two, I think the hot is better than the mild.
Yeah.
So, where would you put the hot? Above the...
I would rather have both of those before the last three.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
I'd eat both of those before the buffalo, the honey, or the ranch.
I would put these two above the honey and the ranch. So, Barrett, where would you put them, and you'll kind of be our...
I would put them below the honey in front of the ranch.
Oh, okay.
That's quite a divide we have
all
here.
All three of us. We can't come to a consensus.
So it's either going to be here, here, or here.
Yeah.
I guess we split the difference and put them
there. So you can go one there and one there.
Okay, cool.
There you go.
So I'll put
and them. I don't care which one because they're the same sauce.
Yeah.
High here. Oh, shoot. Yeah, the mild on the right side.
Yeah. All right, so there we go. There is our ranking of the McDonald's sauces. And again, I feel strongly about it.
Worst to first, you've got ranch, mild picante, honey, hot picante, spicy buffalo, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, sweet and sour, hot mustard reigns supreme.
Hot mustard, highly underrated. And not
so good. So good.
And again, the ranch, I want to say, I eat ranch. I like ranch.
I'm
it's
a big
just,
ranch fan.
The ranch is just a safe... Blah, ranch.
I put ranch dressing on things that you should never put ranch dressing on. And it's just,
And that's where we'll end it. Again, thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Big Foodies. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all the social media things everyone says. But seriously, look us up. Just search Big Foodies. You'll find us. And we'll see you next time.